Haley informed me after last game that he didn't know that Nigel Thornberry was voiced by Tim Curry.
Blew my mind, but just it made everything make so much sense. Like, The Wild Thornberrys is an amazing show, and it's just been made more amazing. What, 20 years after I originally watched it?
I used to watch that show almost religiously, because like I was like a big fan of like Steve Irwin, like, you know, growing up. Like I would get to my babysitter's house early, like before the other kids, and so I got to watch Steve Irwin before the other kids came to watch their stupid shitty ass shows. And so I was always like, oh, Steve Irwin's awesome. He does all the, you know, this stuff. And then, you know, in the afternoon, it was the Wild Thornberrys, and I learned about a lot of animals growing up because of those two shows.
That makes a lot of sense because you know a ton about animals.
Yeah,
and then you watch the nature documentaries even to this day.
Oh yeah,
it's just like you're always pulling out some fact. Yeah. Like, oh, did you know this?
Yeah, I mean that's also like because my dad, I mean, my dad would watch them with me, but like, you know, my dad was a guy that he would, he was a volunteer at the Horsehead Wetland Center in Graysonville, Maryland.
Oh, cool.
He let me hold a, I think it was a barn owl once, no, it was a screech owl. It was a screech owl. Yeah, I was like 12, and he was like, you want to hold an owl? I was like, yeah.
You don't want to hold an owl? And you.
He gave me like the falconer's glove, you know, that like really thick one, and I got to hold one.
I love going to their eagle festival.
Yeah,
it's so nice.
Their eagle festival.
Yeah, it Horsehead now Seaback. They have an eagle festival. Oh wait, no. I'm talking about different things. Horsehead's right up here in near Y Mills, right? Blackwater Refuge is in
Cambridge,
and they have the eagle festival.
Ah, okay.
Horsehead Wetland Center is it's not appropriately named, but Horsehead Wetland Center is like behind the fire department or near it in Graysonville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, I mean. Yeah.
That's like near near Y River and shit. Or kind of. But yeah. Yes. Blackwater Refuge has the Eagle Festival.
Nice.
But Seaback's awesome too.
Yeah.
Wait, Kelly, we both need to go to that.
Go to what?
The Eagle Festival. Because
it's not for Boy Scouts.
No.
I knew what he was going for.
Yeah, it's not a festival of eagles. Eagle Scouts.
I know, for some reason.
Squawking at the sky.
I was thinking of the football.
You see, that's the misconception. There's a misconception that, oh, Eagle Scouts are like, oh, I just did a project and, oh, community service. No. When you're really an eagle, you are screeching.
Mark, you're an Eagle Scout, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So
I don't do that. I don't fucking screech.
You don't squawk at the sky?
No, I don't.
What, when you see a rat, you don't start licking your beak?
No, can't say that. I really have.
When you see another animal with its hard-earned kill, you don't just be like, I'm going to steal the fuck out of that.
I have done that. I've done that in the past.
Once an eagle,
maybe an eagle.
Always
look at that
an
hawk
eagle.
With that fish it just dug out of the bay. I'm going to go steal that shit because I'm just bigger and I'm a lazy shit.
I will not deny the fact that I have chased off vultures before to get away from roadkill to help them along.
That's a secret oath we took when we became eagles. That is to steal the kills of other animals.
Yeah, that is true.
And then fly overhead of any American flag.
Yeah. And if you fly overhead and an American doesn't salute you, you peck out their eyes.
Or you just cry red, white, and blue.
Are you guys all high?
We're just taking pride in our Eagle Scout heavy
Where have you been?
Podcast.
Is that what it is?
Speaking of which, I have been getting notifications for over a year being like, oh, you need to confirm you're an Eagle Scout with our Eagle Scout database so you can take part in...
For what?
I've done that like 3 times and I still get the notification.
Really?
I'm like, what time do I have?
I don't think they actually update it.
No, they really don't. So like, I've never done it because you can't, from what I read, you can't do it online. You have to call.
Yeah, no, I ain't talking to
all
people.
The Eagle Scouts these days who haven't confirmed it are millennials and are terrified of phone calls.
Yeah, no.
Well, I mean, sadly with the state of lawsuits and disarray within the scouting organization, I'm sure their resources haven't gone into updating technology.
Yeah.
Yep. It's probably been going into mostly legal fees and trying to continue to be an organization.
Oh, yes, our Windows XP system is probably still running quite well.
Yeah, they're a great organization for what they do, but yes, they've made very bad mistakes.
That is very true.
Yes, we do not
condone.
Not condone that. They can be better, and they're trying.
Yeah. Are they requiring background checks now?
I think they are.
They should.
I hope so.
I think they're requiring more training and background checks and stuff. That's good. And, so.
We support them getting better, but we do not
condone the acts of terribleness.
Yeah. Back to Tim Curry. When you said, I can voice him as Tim Curry, I was just like, what the fuck? It's like, what does that mean? And then like I looked it up with the episode, and I was like, oh my god. Nigel Thornberry's Tim Curry. Changed my life. It was like
smashing.
It was like the fireworks behind my head. Like, whoa.
Oh, yeah. The Tim and Eric.
Yeah, the Tim and Eric meme. I was just like, oh, my God. It makes so much sense.
Honestly, I was talking to John about it, and I was like, he kind of reminds me of Clayton more.
Like, Tarzan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, from Tarzan. Like, yeah. I was thinking that vibe, like the gun, like ready to go.
Oh, yeah.
And like immediately going, oh, civilized people, like that's what I need.
Yeah, right.
Like, all right, let's. I have.
Well, I. You know what's funny? I had originally planned to make the guy Daniel Day-Lewis, but
yeah, I'll see that.
Oh, yeah, that's good too.
Yeah,
let's
hop
around the fisticuffs and.
Yeah, it's just the anytime I can cast Tim Curry, I think.
Yeah, that's true.
This guy, however, sees you all, and as he turns around. As I said, he is surrounded by what looks to be dead cinder claws and statues of fellow explorers.
Oh.
And this gentleman, dapper gentleman, with long Thor-like blonde hair, a obnoxiously large and curly blonde mustache, and a monocle. In his hands, he has a rifle. And he turns to you all and goes, ah! Gentlemen, happy to see some civilized people here in the Mwangi jungle. Do you mind helping me? And he points to this thing under a tarp that you can see is the dragon pillar that was in the center of this opening in the jungle.
What do you want with this pillar?
No, I'd say you must be explorers yourself. You must know all of the things that you can take from this place and sell back and say, you look like you're from Cheliax, my good man, and he points at Adalar. The profit to be made here from the things in this place are uncanny.
You look like you like money.
Oh, man, this man makes me uncomfortable.
I know. Yeah, Adalar went from... kind of like a little bit like, oh, that's a good looking man, too. Kind of a little more wary as he goes on. He's like, I guess the saying is true that sometimes people are better before they open their mouths. Tell me, are you only here for profit?
I'm here to explore. The profit is simply a side effect of it. Hmm. Please, this jungle totem that I found, it was horribly deadly, but... they all knew what they were getting into as he points to the statues.
Oh my gosh.
Are these your honor guard?
Fellow explorers. I was paying them a hefty amount, but it appears I won't have to pay them after all.
forgive me. We seem to have skipped a couple of steps. What's your name?
Oh, Gerhard Pendergast.
Ooh. Can,
Benson Black.
Benson Black? Oh, the Black family.
Hey!
Yeah, yes, the Black family.
Wait, why are you not at the World Wound?
Everyone.
Because this adventure path doesn't take place there. Well, I was drawn other places.
Surely, if you are aware of the Black family, you will know their reputation. That the business does not always reside at the World Wound.
Tis true, it's just usually when I hear paladins, they're usually off gallivanting and slaying demons. Good job, by the way.
Gallivanting.
Tell me, you seem to know a bit about where I'm from, Cheliax. Where do you hail from?
From all over, as I say, trying to find out where he's originally from.
I was actually about to ask.
Can I take a guess?
What's his name again?
Two different places.
Gerhard Pendergast.
Okay. Two different places, I'm guessing. Because he sounds like that sophisticated type, and I've researched a little bit on Tal'Dor. Or Andorran. I don't know why.
Yes. Well, you see, I'm a bit of an archaeologist from Tal'Dor.
Is there a way... could I make a society check on this guy to see if I recognize his name?
Yeah. Go ahead.
Well,
yeah.
I think you gotta roll that, don't you? I get a plus 9.
Yeah, Elk would like that as well.
You have no idea who this guy is.
I have enough 11 to a society.
Damn.
Elk actually has a 11 to society as well.
You know, it's funny because last game I was like, how do I have a higher religion check than you? Now I'm like, how do you have a higher society check than me?
He's very cultured.
All of you guys have... when he says his name, you're like, that's such a sophisticated name, but I've never heard of him.
Fair enough.
Because of Jake's rolling, I don't know what this is.
So, did the pillar do this to all of your men?
Yes, it was quite a deadly force, but I managed to take it down myself.
I think while this is probably going on, I think Adalar's going to inspect them. I know, me, the player, knows a little bit about petrification, but I want to see if Adalar can do a medicine or something.
Okay.
Oh, you roll.
Oh, yep.
Plus 18.
God damn.
But it doesn't matter.
If he rolls a natural one.
And you, what exactly were you trying to figure out?
I'm trying to see if, because, like, once again, meta-knowledge, some petrification, you get, like, a save the next day, or there's some way to help end the effect, so...
Oh, right. Okay. I see what you're asking.
Yeah.
No. This looks like they are done. Statues wow. forever.
So if we were to get it, we could potentially be statues forever.
Unless you had some other means to, you know, wish, maybe. You know, like when
wow.
All I need is a wish.
Stone to flesh.
But this stone to flesh?
Six level spell or something.
Yeah, I mean, but as it stands, you're very happy that this thing is just broken.
Wow.
To that point, as you go up and look at what he has, you realize that it's not actually entirely broken. There's still a bit of an aura to it. Like he disabled it. Not that he broke it. So this thing is still, it's not inert, but it's not active. You know what I mean? It's sort of like he took it down, but it's not doing anything.
How did you manage to get this thing down without destroying it?
Oh, I wouldn't want to destroy it. It would ruin all of its value. So I simply pulled it down, and I assume it works like some sort of mechanism.
Can Benson walk up to the tarp? And Benson will raise the crossguard of his sword above, or to his face, as he prays to Iomide to attempt to destroy the aura around this pillar.
excuse me, friend. So, Benson Black, yes? Please don't do that.
Can you give me a better reason?
Because this is my spoils, and I plan to get all that I can from it. You're more than welcome to help me, and you will get the cut.
Oh, are you a worshipper of Dahak?
Oh, heavens no, but I do love a good share of coin, and this jungle totem will fetch a very high price.
Tell me, what do you expect to get for it?
Quite a lot of money, and I plan to upmarket as much as possible.
What if you had to put a figure on it?
Let's see. Dragon totem from deep within the Mwangi that no one will be able to get. Much better than anything else I've found so far. 3,000 to 5,000 gold.
That feels...
It's a lot of goddamn money.
That is a lot of money.
Kesar clutches his chest. He's like, oh, we've just been destroying these things.
That seems...
Benson, stop! Listen to the man who ran out.
Yeah. So how exactly do you plan on getting this thing out of here?
That is a good point.
I have a boat down by the river. If we could get it down there, we could get it on. I could simply just follow the river down.
It's a very... Very,
very
presumptuous of you.
Yes.
Well, as I said, it would be just me, and I told you would get a cut of the profit.
Don't offend the man, Adler. Come on, let's hear about. He said 3,000 gold.
he's...
I feel quite conflicted, Ezra. The promise of gold is very tempting, but don't know if this is something that Abadar would smile upon.
Look, we've destroyed like six of these things so far. Let's think about this for a second. Yeah.
What if this pillar were accidentally activated inside Tal'dor or another town? Think of all the damage. These people here are possibly forever turned to stone.
There's hundreds of people. Heavily armored, cladded paladins like Benson and Tal'dor. Sure they can handle it if it starts shooting people or turning them into rocks. But we will already be gone with our gold.
I'm gonna be curious. Could Elk use a underworld check on him? Because he seems black market-ish, almost.
Go make on? We'll check.
Well, you gotta roll it.
Oh, yeah. What is it?
Plus 13.
Hey, that's not bad.
I don't know if he rolls natural
one. You know this guy is a piece of shit. You know that he has fabricated a ton of shit before in his reports of like archaeology and exploration. You know that he has straight up stolen stuff from other archaeologists that might have died on the trip.
Oh my gosh.
You know, you know this guy to be the fucking worst.
Oh, this is the guy from Harry Potter that was only good at like memory wiping people.
Yeah.
Elk is like studying him and just kind of like. Like, looking at him, looking at the tower, and looks at Benson, and just kind of, like, pulls him a little closer and goes, "This man is a piece of shit." "I've heard this name before, and he actually is quite a dweller in the underworld markets. This thing cannot leave."
So, Benson, hearing that, will walk up to the man and go, "Do you have any idea what's happening in this jungle?"
"Silly cult of some kind."
"Cult of the Devourer Dahak."
Yes, they were shouting that as they came at me.
"So," and Benson just looks around, "you have no care for the people of either this jungle or the people of Breach Hill?"
I don't think he's even heard of Breach Hill.
Yes, is Breach
Hill. What is this backwater swill?
So you would then sympathize with draconic cults?
I'm not sympathizing at all. In fact, I'm taking it away from them. Aren't I doing a good thing here?
Benson, this man is just for himself, if anything else.
No, I'm here to educate the masses. I said I was an archaeologist, didn't I?
He's hardly for himself. He said he'd split the profits.
See, yes. This man knows a good deal when he sees one.
See, unfortunately, I do know your name in certain circles, and you truly have stolen quite a bit.
Stolen, you say?
There might have been some legal issues that happened, but we cleared all that up. I do have the money for a good lawyer who was able to clear that up, and the courts eventually settled on things. Listen, I am a man of my word, and I'm here to tell you that if you help me take this away from the Cinderclaw cult that you say this thing is a part of, I am not only removing something that is giving them power, but I'm also giving you some profit. I don't know what the issue is here.
Adelar, who hasn't stolen a few things in their life?
I haven't.
No one asked you.
That's the paladin.
Benson the lame.
You literally just said who hasn't. I was just answering the question.
Kezra, you know me to be a man of honor. And I only take what Abadar gives. We only profit off of the destruction of evil, but not at the expense of the potential death of the innocents.
The biggest question is if that thing, because you can feel the aura, I guess, of it, like still being activated.
Yeah, it's still.
It needs to be destroyed, right. If I remember correctly.
Yeah, so it's still glowing with a. What color was it?
Like its eyes are glowing, still like.
Yeah. So it's still like the. It's dull, but yeah. you can tell just by looking at it that it's not actually there. So this is. It's blue.
Okay.
Blue. So a little bit of a blue.
Blue patch. Yeah, okay. I guess the color works.
Well, I know what I want to do, but I will not force the group's hand.
No. I have an offer for you.
Go on.
Gerhard, was it? We have come across a quarry in our travels, and there is a good amount of gold to be found there. It is. We have liberated it from the Cinderclaw, so it would be yours for the taking, if you would exchange it for this dragon pillar. Diplomacy check.
Okay.
Do I roll that? I want to.
I'll say you roll it.
Yeah, I'll say also.
Only because I want you to also roleplay how well you did.
So. Yeah.
21.
Ooh, okay. That's pretty.
My good man. Gold mines are pretty impressive. I think I'll come back for that after I bring this dragon totem back to Tal'Dor.
I will say at this point, Elk is hunting prey on him. Because he's kind of like.
So Elk is just like eyeing him.
Yeah, dude just knocks the arrow.
Yeah, like slow. Like he's not in. Like he knows what this guy's about. And honestly, Even if you accept the deal, I don't think you ever see the money.
No, I was just gonna be like,
I'm just talking in general. Like
he's if we accepted the original deal, right?
Yeah, like the original deal. I don't think you ever see him again. Yeah. Like, and but not to mention, I thought we needed to just destroy all these pillars completely.
So,
and he's just one man.
Yeah,
with a gun, but he's still one man. Send Benson at him. Like,
so you guys have all. It's kind of clear that Kezra's the only one along with this plan.
Yeah.
Well, after he says something about coming back for the mine, he goes, "Whoa, whoa, whoa!
Hold on, mine!"
And he unfurls a piece of paper and he unrolls the deed.
It's just scrawled in like pencil. Like
it's clearly
mine.
In Kezra's handwriting.
So, my friend, you said you know who I am.
I've heard of your family name.
Then it would behoove you not to stop me.
But, tell me, the Black family usually roots out other Iomedae, other fallen or corrupted Iomedae worshippers. I am not one of those people. I revere Iomedae for what she does. She does great work down the world, women. If it weren't for her and her followers, I'd have my head ripped off by a demon by now. However, this might be out of her purview, I believe. And yours, in that case.
Not out of the purview of Abadar. I trust Elkwood with my life, and if he says that your deals are rotten, you know that by Abadar's gaze, the deal is sealed. And it seems that our paths might have crossed for more than just pure coincidence.
Well, my friend,
I will give you one last chance. No offer. Leave this place.
Ooh, snap. 27.
Ooh.
27 for him to just leave?
Yeah.
I'm not leaving.
Oh.
This is mine. If you plan to make me leave my paycheck, then I will have to make sure you leave.
And he takes the rifle off of his back.
Now, we can do this the civilized way. Or I can make sure you all never leave the jungle.
Ha! Abadar will curse you with a blood curse that is beyond your wildest imagination. And Adalar begins casting.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and roll initiative.
Yeah. Ooh, doggy. All right. I was within 30 feet.
So if you guys... I don't know if you guys can pull your tokens, but go ahead and do that while I'm rolling initiative.
Oh, we're... Kezra was like sizing up the pillar and being like, alright, if we're working shifts and...
Wait, what?
Benson and me, and then we'll... Then the Penrose or whatever your name is.
I said he just gave me the Clayton vibes big time.
Okay.
And to think that Adalar was like maybe a little infatuated with him. Not anymore, no.
Nope. Nope. Not anymore. Okay. I'm gonna make sure
the fact that he's like, you could just take whatever you want from here and sell it at high profit. And I'm like, usually I would be, I'm like, no, I can't do that. Elk's turning on a slightly new leaf on that sort of shit. And the fact that he's like, no. Like, well, you know, also the fact that, you know, all these people, they know what they signed up for.
Right,
leave their bodies.
Yeah, no regard whatsoever. Jeez.
Like, how, now I'm just thinking, like, how the hell did he take this thing down and cost how many people?
He's got a good number. Let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Six explorers with him. Goodness.
That's insane, though. Like, just imagine that many people just...
Yeah.
Petrified.
Gone.
I just didn't know you could take these things down without destroying it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
We've just been shoulder bashing them. What have we been doing wrong?
So, Benson, what'd you get for initiative?
Only like a 12.
12. Eesh. Elkwood?
Just a 20.
Oh. I'm going to tell you he did way better than you guys.
Yeah, I'm sure he did.
Kezra.
24.
And Adalar?
31.
Damn. Okay.
Okay.
He got...
40.
Let's see. Oh, just 36.
Jesus. my god. Was that a natural 20?
17 on the die, so it was pretty good.
Jeez. Still, plus yeah. 16. Plus. Fucker.
That's really good.
So, he's got some interesting things. I'll tell you, the weapon that he has is a blunderbuss.
Yep.
So, the way that this thing works... we wanted to talk about this.
My initiative was actually a... 17.
17, okay.
I was having trouble finding my sheet there for a second.
No, that's totally fine. It doesn't change much anyway.
Good.
One of the really interesting things that we were discussing before was that this book was written way before Guns and Gears.
Yeah.
So this guy has a gun, like what, a year before they actually like decided to like implement guns or even talk about it. Probably. I love the idea that they were like, let's get a gun in here and then, you know, sort of tease the firearms ability. So his blunderbuss, it looks badass. It's all like gilded out with some like gold trim and stuff like that. It's awesome. So what he does is that he is going to... He's going to try to reposition. A 30-foot cone, huh?
Oh.
Shoddy to the body.
Is there a reflex save to this?
He is going to... Can he step on... he can't really step on top. Let me move the pillar so that way he can get in that space.
Oh, he just pushed the pillar!
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He jumps sort of on top of the pillar, and he points, and it directly at Kezra's face, and he goes,
What are you doing, friend?
Sorry, deal's off before it gets started.
Boom! God!
I need... does that reach all three of you? Sure does.
Yeah.
So I need Kezra, Benson, and Adelar to all make a basic reflex save.
Oh.
All right, Timmy seems pretty confident. What'd you get there, Timbo?
Adelar gracefully dodges every single bit of bludgeoning fire, whatever damage, because he got a nat 20.
Okay, yep, that's a lot. Benson, what'd you get?
20.
20, that is a fail.
Yep.
23.
How much?
23.
23, that is also a fail.
Wow.
I need to roll. This deals 4d6 bludgeoning damage and 2d10 fire damage.
Damn.
Oh. All creatures.
Shit.
Do I have DR for bludgeoning or just slashing?
Your slashing DR is higher than your bludgeoning and your piercing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
So you have DR...
I have DR7 slashing. Not DR7. That's way too high.
Yeah. I think it was 5 slashing and 3 for piercing and bludgeoning?
That's fine.
Maybe.
So, 11 bludgeoning damage, and then I'll do the fire on top of that.
Quite
and then 11 fire damage. So, 22 total damage.
Now, with these old blunderbusses, does he have to take an entire round to go, oh, hold on, I need to tear off the black powder, pour it down, and start poking it down?
He, like I said, he jumps up on top of the pillar, turns it, and shoots Kezra right in the face.
Bastard! I'm on your side here.
Adelar, it is your turn.
All right, Adelar will finish that incantation as he says, "May Abadar make your wounds gush blood for the treachery that you have dealt against all those unknowing fools." And need you to make me a fortitude save.
Hmm.
Adelar is pissed.
It is his best one, so I will take that.
Damn. All right. He's harder.
Unfortunately, a 2 on the die for a 19.
Oh, ooh. That is a fail.
Still, 2 on a die for an... Oh, my God.
Yep.
All right.
He has as much to that as my striking bonus.
Yep.
Jesus.
Let's see. For 1 minute, the first time each round, that target takes at least 10 points of piercing or slashing. It takes additional 2d6. And also, because it failed, you will take 2d6 persistent bleed damage.
Nice.
God. Okay.
Start him off.
That's when you take... The slashing damage.
The slashing, yeah.
So you basically, if you take 10 or more piercing or slashing damage, you will take 4d6 persistent bleed.
Ugh. Okay.
Or 2d6 damage 2d6 bleed. That's what it is.
Goodness. Yeah. No. I looking at your damage in the team comp. That's everybody. Yeah. Because so the swords and claws from Benson and Kezra, and then Elk's arrows.
And then with my last action.
God.
Benson, may Abaddon guide your blade cut through this insolent fool.
All right. After Adalar, Kezra, your turn.
You were gonna pay for that, betraying me. I was on your side here.
As his eyes glow white and blue scales appear from his hands, and his claws appear, as he will attack with a true strike as well.
Oh, yeah.
I'll take the natural 17.
Uh-huh. I imagine, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, you do.
For a 32.
That is a hit.
Yeah.
All right.
Ooh.
So that will be 10 slashing damage.
Okay.
And 1 lightning damage.
Gotcha.
Hey, you hit the threshold, right? For the 10
and he took slashing damage, right?
Oh, how much? I'm sorry.
He took slashing damage, so he
10.
10. At least 10.
I gave him 10 slashing damage.
Oh my gosh.
Exactly.
Okay. Wow. Awesome. Okay. So 2d6 additional damage. So additional 7. And then on his turn, he'll take some damage.
Gotcha. Okay, so 7. He goes, Abaddon, why?
Why, Abaddon?
I thought we had a thing here. Okay. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that's my turn.
Okay. Elkwood, you had Hunter's Aim on him, so.
Yep. Yeah, so.
Or Hunted Prey, I mean.
Yeah, so 2 actions. He is going to strike. Oh my fucking god, man. It's fucking 21 to hit.
That is a miss.
Oh my god. Yeah, that was a 3 on the die.
Oh no.
I'm rolling. Dice, so I know.
Dice,
so
I know.
Poor Mark.
I know. It's unfortunate. And he's just going to shoot again. Got out of the box. That's a miss. 7 on die.
Okay.
But Vemir is going to fly over on the other. I would say he'll be able to fly over the thing here.
Yeah. So you want to fly up behind Gerhardt.
You'll fly behind him, so he's flanking with Kez.
Gotcha, yep.
And strike. Oh, 17. Oh my god, you're taking all my rolls.
Vemir's the actual beast.
Yeah,
fire Vemir.
29 to hit.
Yeah, that'll hit.
Alright, so that is. Where's my other D8? I had 3 D8. Oh, there we go. That's 2 8s right there. Oh, and a 1. Sorry.
2 8s.
16, 17, and then strength. So it'll be 17. 20 points of damage.
Gotcha. So, okay. Damn. All right. Pretty good round for you guys. Benson, your turn.
So I feel like an idiot because I didn't roll intimidation as my initiative because I can do that.
Yeah.
Oh well. I will instead scream out a battle cry in an attempt to intimidate him.
Yeah.
Okay. His will is his worst, actually. So
yeah. Fun fact, everyone at home: intimidation is my highest fucking roll.
Yeah. It is. Oh my god, it is. What was that?
34.
Oh.
Crit success.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
He goes to frighten 2.
Yes, he does.
Okay then.
Then nice. I'm going to move up. And. One little swing.
All right.
One little swing.
Man.
That might be crit threat because that was a 19 on the die.
Oh boy.
That's.
Oh boy.
35.
That not a crit.
Damn.
Whoa.
He's got some armor.
Just checking. 19 plus 16, 35. Right.
Yep. Did you use guidance?
36.
That is a crit.
Yes!
God bless you, Timothy Coco.
Abaddon bless you, Benson.
Oh man, I was like, man, I can't believe you didn't crit.
I know.
There it is though.
Yep.
How much?
23 points of damage.
That's double.
Yeah, 6 and a 5.
So it's 11.
22.
So
22. Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. No, I get...
But you had your strength.
Yeah, I had plus 6 to that.
Oh,
sorry.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So 6 plus 5 is 11 plus another 6 is 17. Yeah. Double 34
points
of
damage.
There,
that's much
more.
That's a crit.
Yeah.
That feels good.
That sounds a bit better.
That's a nice
one. Okay, that fucking hurt. And he goes, I'm not a demon. What are you doing?
It's a matter of opinion.
Anatomy, Nave. Yeah, go ahead and roll the additional damage.
The what?
The additional damage.
Oh, yeah. This is persistent bleed, so he gets a save at the end of his turn.
Gotcha.
And he will take 3 points as his wounds just seem to gush blood.
Just gush all over the dragon pillar.
I like how you described it. It's like his tight leather.
Tight leather. It's like I'm wearing nothing at all.
It's hot, moist leather. Really sweating a lot in here.
In the jungle. Ugh. It's like a swamp.
So I tell you what's a swamp is my ball sack right now.
God, my dump truck of an ass.
Want to kill me? I'm too sexy in this.
Where's my Dapper Dan's gel? These mustache.
Okay. Where were we? It comes back to Gerhard Pendergrass turn.
And now I'm just imagining Nigel Thornberry with a rifle and a fat dumpy.
Oh, no. God damn it, he's thicker than a Snicker.
Oh my
I got,
god.
I killed Jake.
Oh, look at him.
Get it.
His face.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Oh man.
You killed him. He's dead.
I'm not even laughing at the joke. I'm just laughing at you.
See you next week, everyone.
There was like the natural third very bit, and then we used it, and it just
just had smashing to the amount.
What the fuck is this guy doing? All right, he is going to
trying to run away.
Shoot
but,
me in the face.
I'm like seeing like oh god. I'm like seeing shit right now.
we just ruined the poor artwork.
I know.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. This guy's like a beautiful man. Yeah. Now he's just like this abomination.
You just gotta use Photoshop. Just enhance that one spot.
Yeah. So he has to. He does have to reload this jab.
I was about to say he's a blunderbuss.
Yeah.
Order
yeah.
fire.
So. Seeing as you guys beat the fuck out of him in that one round, he realized he doesn't really have a round to reload it. Because, fun fact, it's a fucking 3-round action to do that.
Yeah. Oh,
what?
Shit. That makes sense. But...
Jeez.
Yep.
Still, I was thinking a round. But...
So, he is going to... Oh. Oh, yeah.
It's like the most badass blunderbuss ever.
Yeah.
3 rounds to reload, but like 4d6
yeah.
fire
oh, yeah,
and
then 2d10.
2d10
yeah.
bludgeoning or whatever.
You start off a round 30. With that, and then you're
you better have a whole round.
So the he takes a run, and as he runs past Adalar, he swings at him with I am not joking, the ability is called Manly Left Hook.
Oh my god, I love this guy.
Yes. Yeah, I instantly love this guy.
So, I'm going to swing at you with his fist.
Manly left hook.
How dare you ruin my reputation? For a 28.
And I cry back, you have done that yourself.
Ow.
That hits, yeah.
That hits. All right, so this is not a terrible hit, or not great damage, but the... There's a secondary side effect, so let me get the bludgeoning damage in
okay.
here.
Oh, no.
So, 8 points of bludgeoning damage as he just swings at you with a manly left hook.
He's just running by and clocks him in the face. Just...
I then need you to make a fortitude save.
Ah, man, come on. Don't you mean will?
Nope.
I can't read that number.
Double digits.
26.
26. All right, you save. In which case he is going to, you know what? He's just going to keep going. He's just going to keep running.
Hmm.
I've got an idea, but it's really dumb.
One, two, three. And then he continues running. So, like I said, he runs past, and as he runs past Adalari, he just swings on him with a left hook, and then keeps running.
Dude, you see, he's got to get his last sits in.
Oh, he's fast.
Yeah,
he's a speedy little bastard.
I imagine he is.
Yeah.
Dude, he has nothing holding him down. He's just got skin tight.
as he runs here.
Squeak, 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 squeak.
All right, Adalari, it is your turn. I'll tell you because I don't think it'll come up again, but you were almost stunned by his manly left hook.
My god, that was a good hit!
Yeah.
It's like a Sherlock Holmes punch.
Alright. I think this is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
So I imagine it took us a while to get over here.
It's the afternoon at this point. Yeah,
so we definitely got our... I definitely got my focus point back. So, man, I just keep using it at this point. I'm going to activate Agile Feet to get right next to him.
Okay.
And I'm gonna say, as I reach out and touch him, I will make you regret that. And I need you to roll me a will save.
Okay.
Will is his worst.
What you doing? 21.
That is a fail.
Damn it.
All right.
I knew it was.
So you are cursed with warrior's regret. All right.
He regrets talking to you guys. Is that what you're talking about?
So
God, I wish I never trusted these people.
Every time that you damage a creature, you will take a d8 of damage.
Holy shit.
What?
And this curse lasts until you spend a complete round without intentionally damaging another creature.
I mean, he's running.
I know.
Oh, okay.
That's all right. I got.
So, does anything happen on this turn, though?
No.
Okay, it's only his turn. Got it.
It's only if he wanted to punch out of Lorg.
Yeah.
With a manly left hook.
With a manly
left hook.
I'm trying to goad him.
I need to get that. It's on Benson.
So I'm trying to goad him.
So
into
he's a
attacking.
Southpaw.
Yeah.
Which makes him hard to fight.
All right. Kezra, it is your turn.
Kezra with his lightning claws just puts him down. He goes, I respect him too much to kill him. Benson, do whatever you want, and he hates you.
He's too beautiful to kill.
He's too beautiful. And too low of moral and standards.
I admire him so much.
I admire his success from exploitation.
I also
too
admire...
much.
Until he threatened our gold mine.
Until he threatened my gold mine. So you just go do what the blacks do.
Well...
Black family.
Black family. Alright, is that the end of your turn? Okay, cast a taste, but you can still move or whatever.
No, he took an action to look down.
Yeah, it's an action to lower.
I use my third action to just sullenly turn, as I know his fate will end soon.
Yeah.
Okay. That was Kezra's turn. Elkwood.
Okay, let's try and not miss this time.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've been rolling absolutely garbage
his
with
his confidence ain't great.
My confidence is gone, but he's within my range, though. So he's going to take a two action to
take Alda's aim. He's like, you would not escape from here.
And because you're using Hunter's aim, I don't think he gets cover from the statue.
No, but look at that. 17 on die.
Yeah. There you go.
Plus 18.
Jesus.
Oh, God. For
35?
Yeah.
Yeah.
35 is just a hit.
Yeah, that's right.
Really?
Yeah.
Yep.
26 was a crit.
Oh, 36 was a crit.
Yeah.
Damn, I don't want a metagame or nothing.
I know, but I was like, damn, he's pretty high.
Yep.
All right, so that is 2d6. Oh, that's a 6 and a 4.
Oh,
very nice.
Oh,
my God.
Very all right. Nice.
And a 13 points of damage.
Okay.
And... he is. If I should do the. Yeah, he's on fire another arrow at this point.
Yeah.
He's like, he's just gonna try to take him down. Oh, 15 on the die.
Yes.
That's a 26.
That will hit.
27, actually, but yeah.
Yep.
But this is only getting 2d6. I get a plus 2 from the last one, so add a plus 2 due to my expertise.
Yep. Nice.
So this one is It's only 7 points of damage.
Okay.
As another arrow smacks him.
Gotcha. And the additional bleed, does that happen? Because
oh, piercing, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
The piercing was the first hit.
Oh my
hit.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jake.
Mm-hmm.
That is an additional 9 points of damage.
Damn. Oh god.
Oh, did he roll the free save?
Oh.
He has to hit a DC 15 or higher.
He did not. So, wow. So yeah. So he
still
takes that needed. 9, right?
Yep.
Takes a 9. Okay. Duck, was that the end of your turn?
Yeah, because Vamir kind of just can't do anything. Except, actually, one thing fun, because Vamir would have to take 2 move actions to even get to him.
Get him over there.
Yeah, because okay. He has 45 feet, but
oh, no,
he only gets 2 actions, and he's like 70 feet away.
I mean, I say go for it.
You could set up for a flank or block, you know. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so he's going to take, let's see, let me snap to center. He is going to take, if Benson's probably going to run there. Okay, he's trying to plan ahead on this, but he is going to move. Vamir will go over here. 2 actions.
Okay. Vamir takes out his abacus and his protractor.
Yeah.
He's like, wait. Up. Test the air. Wind.
Yeah.
Boom. Is the wind blowing his way? That way he gets an extra 10.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Extra 5 feet from the wind.
No, he's on me right there.
Benson, it is your turn.
This is a bit strange. I'm not entirely sure what to do here.
You're hasty, though. So you remember, you have like that extra action.
You're a hasty boy.
Benson's first action will be praying to destroy this pillar.
Hmm. Okay. All right. So do you want to just like hack at it?
No, I'm praying to Iomide to snuff out the magic surrounding this pillar.
Gotcha. So let's go over the other ways to try to destroy this thing.
I can't knock it over. I don't know what to do.
I didn't know there was other ways. I mean, you could just keep bludgeoning it until it breaks.
So you guys are doing the athletics. If you wanted to, okay. So if you, there's no way to do like a religion check specifically. When Timmy had said something about like praying about it, I was like, kinda. It's because you can try to dispel the magic on it.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
I have dispel magic.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, you decided to run after Nigel Thornberry, though.
Or you can try to attempt a thievery check.
Benson, you're good at
thievery.
Yeah, because in the same way that Elkwood was able to attempt thievery on the portal to try to like fix the ley line energies, you can do the same thing against a magic thing like this. So.
Body slam it is.
He jumps up in the
Pray
air.
Pray for a powerful body slam.
Or just
Nigel.
Or just go after him.
This dude looks pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Do you want to say I used an action? Because.
No. Okay. You can have your action.
15. So I moved there.
Okay. So you move, what, 30 feet?
That's 30.
Okay.
Is that 2 actions?
Yeah.
Well, you're hasted. Do you get any bonus?
You just get an extra action.
Oh, right.
The zoomies only go so far.
And I'm gonna have to like retrain into like long strider for Benson.
Yeah.
Is that a spell?
Uh huh.
There's a first level. There's 2 first level spells that increase your speed. One of them's for like a long duration. One's for a short duration. I just need to like get him the 8 hour like 10 foot bonus.
Yeah.
Movement speed spell.
We are in natural sunlight.
It's the afternoon, but so yeah, you're natural sun. It's not dark yet anyway.
Benson points his sword to don't remember his name.
It's not important.
Gerhard Pendergast.
Sunblade shoots out to try to get this guy.
Oh my god, it's like first time you used this and
second time. You know, we'll see what happens.
They don't happen often.
You have a sure point.
That's 25 actually.
25 would be a miss.
I'll use a hero point.
Okay.
Worse.
Really. Oh, man. All right.
Okay, that was unfortunate.
Egad, I told you I was not a demon.
Since you missed. I know Adelar's rolling against that.
Yeah, Timmy, what'd you roll?
I'm rolling his bleed damage at the top of his turn.
Ah, okay.
Oh, shit, I forgot about that.
How much?
10 points.
Oh my god.
Jesus, dude.
Gushing.
Is he,
Well, if he's still alive, my Sunblade wouldn't have done shit to him anyway.
Well. It would have. He is still alive.
Somehow, Jesus.
In which case, he is going to, continue booking it. So I don't think Adelar and Vimir are the only two next to him. I don't think you guys get a tax of opportunity. Do you?
No.
No. Okay. So in which case he, like I said, he's just gonna make a run for it. Let's see how far he can get with his full complement of his speed. He can get. Oh yeah, he gets pretty much off the map.
Yeah. Is that so?
That is so. So I will put him at the edge, and he turns around, and he goes, "You haven't heard the last of Gerhard Pendergast!"
Hmm.
And he continues running into the woods about 20 more feet.
Hmm.
I mean, we might be able to still chase him down.
That is an option.
Yeah, because...
I'm not chasing down Shad. I can't.
Adelar, it's your turn.
Let's see. Alright, I already used my one movement-y spell. I have 25 feet of movement. Okay, so you said he's 20 feet past where he is right there.
Correct, yeah.
Okay. So 20 feet, it's 105. Alright, so I can move 50. Two move actions.
I think you're really doing some math here, aren't you?
Yeah, I know. All right, so this plus... Oh, still 60 feet away.
Gosh. Yeah.
This is one of those times where I wish I had Ray of Frost. Like,
just to get that little bit of damage off.
Yeah. And I already used my Searing Light. Everything else is 30 feet. Range.
Wait a second.
Uh-huh. Yeah?
In preparation for next turn, Adelar pulls out a crossbow?
Where did you get this from?
I have had it for a long time.
Isn't that
Is that the level one crossbow that you got?
It's a plus one crossbow.
Oh, okay. You did get a magic one at some point.
Isn't that Abadar's favorite weapon?
It is.
Yes, that's the only reason why I have it. So he pulls that out because that has a pretty long range.
Yeah, crossbows have
120 feet.
Yeah, crossbows have an insane range.
Yeah.
Right.
That's my turn.
All right, Kezra.
Kezra sees the guy run off into the woods. He looks at the best and he goes, "Why couldn't you do this for me?" And he summons a bug ball of fire in his hand. launches it into the woods.
Okay.
So roll a reflex
save. Roll a reflex save.
He can always get a freaking crit success, unfortunately.
28 total.
That'll be a success.
Okay.
500 feet, so I mean, I can probably just do this again.
Yeah, he's not making more than 500 feet in that round.
Okay. He's limping away at this point.
Yeah, I mean, he's really, really messed up. I don't think he's going to go down from this, but...
18 damage, so it'll be 9.
Okay.
And I guess Kezra will... We'll move 30 or 25 feet that way.
Okay. Try to keep pace with him a little bit at least. Elkwood Grim.
Alright, he is going to move 30 feet here. Oh god, what is the range on this? Because that is 125 feet. It's
plus 20. So yeah, he's 145 away.
Yeah.
He's your hunted prey, you double your range.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I used one action, two actions to do a hunter's aim motive.
Yes.
Oh my god.
Let's see. His arrow would like fly through all of the...
Hey, he doesn't have concealment. Because
yeah, exactly.
This thing is going to whistle.
The miraculousness of this arrow.
Oh my got hero point on this.
Oh,
I want to hit him.
Wow.
14 on the die, so that's a 32 to hit with, and I was going to say he's prepared with a vine arrow.
Oh.
He wants to kill this man.
Okay, so, yeah, he's, so, is there damage to it?
There's still damage to it, but okay. The vine arrow immediately,
it slows him down.
Yeah. Unless he makes a check to rip it off.
Right.
But if it was a crit, he'd be immobilized, which honestly doesn't do as much, I think. But
yeah, but still. Okay. So yeah.
You didn't crit him with a natural 14? What was the total?
That was a 32.
Yeah, he has high AC.
Yeah, like a 35, and you're like, it's just.
Yep. Okay, so do the damage, and then we'll do the vine arrow bit.
Yeah, I rolled a natural 19 10. And only got a crit because I was guided.
10? 10. Yeah, because that plus 2, that would be 10 points of piercing damage.
Okay.
Which.
So he takes a minus 10 foot circumstance penalty for 2 speed for 2d4 rounds.
Oh, goodness. Okay. Yeah. That's. Yeah, he has a 30 foot speed, so he goes almost Benson speed at that point.
Yeah.
Wow.
Benson speed.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and 10 points of piercing damage, correct?
Yeah, so don't...
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I rolled two twos, a four, plus my modifier, so...
Yeah.
Roll two sixes.
9 points of extra damage.
Oh god, okay.
He's still up.
Yeah, he's still up, but...
Whoa. You said, he's pretty fucked up.
No, like, I mean, he was, compared to his original HP.
And, I mean, the only other thing I could do is have Vamir once again... close up on him.
Yep.
But god, he's so speedy.
Yeah.
I would say that he has enough movement that he will move in front of him.
Okay.
At some point, but so, like, I can only put him there.
You know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna grab all of yous and move all of yous over a bit, so that way we can, I'm shifting the entire battlefield over, so that way you, so that way we have some more room here.
In map.
So
90.
20. Okay.
Yeah. Right. So Vamir will be moving. Oh, yeah, Vamir would... I'll move him 3 more spaces.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. He would be moving here.
Got it. Alright, okay. So Vamir flies out again to try to herd him and herd him back. Benson.
I'm not catching up to any of this shit, so...
so far away.
Crush the pillar with athletics.
Yeah.
Yeah,
make it so like he turns back and just sees this pillar being disintegrated by Benson power.
I can tell you what I originally wanted to do. I was hoping that I would get a chance to pull back the tarp and turn this guy to stone, but you guys don't ran after him. So.
Well, you'd have to reactivate the
pillar. Yeah, it's
it's technically broken but not destroyed, so it's like okay.
Only a 24.
Unfortunately not.
He just turns back and just sees Benson punching.
Last action, can I try again?
You can with a minus 5.
Yeah, fine. Yeah. Nope.
Alrighty.
Fun turn.
It is his turn.
Ready to take 7 points of bleed damage.
Oh my god. That ability is insane.
Oh wait, did you roll your last flat check last round?
18 on the die.
So he doesn't take that.
He does not take that back.
Oh my god, that's still insane.
All right, I'll add that back in. Does he need to do an action in order to get rid of the entangle?
DC 19 something check.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. I mean, he can probably, if it's like a reflex.
Escape DC.
Yeah, it's escape DC.
So is it
athletics
or unarmed strike?
Yeah. Or thievery, right? Isn't there some cases
you can use? Yeah, thievery you can do sometimes.
Yeah.
I don't know, this is a Kelly question. I'll use Kelly for this.
I mean, he does have... I mean, look at his skills here.
They have 10 foot circumstances.
So there is a DC on Vine Arrow?
DC and 19.
Okay, yeah. So he just has to do basically a DC 19 athletics or attack.
Okay, so his athletics... I just actually list it out. I mean, I could do the math here. Hold on. He does not.
Oh, wow.
He might not be trained in athletics.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I would just do the math from his stats and stuff like that. He doesn't do it, which is the problem. So that's an action to do that, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm. So he has 2 actions left. Minus 10 to his speed.
All right. Well, let's see how far he gets then. So he can only move 40. So he can get just there. Okay. So he can only get to like.
Hey, he's within my
Yeah. So he continues running. That's his turn, Adalar.
Alright, Adalar takes an action to load his crossbow. two actions left, so one is like, how do I work this thing?
He uses a crank.
And he fires. Oh, wait, he has concealment because of like the tree cover, so what do I
well, he's got cover.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, so you're just going to add to his AC.
Yeah.
Okay.
Get that nat 20.
This is a hard, hard hit for old Addy.
Nat 20.
Probably, but...
Wait, 31.
Yeah, that will still hit with a
crossbow you've never used.
With a crossbow I have never.
It'll freshly out of the box.
Is it plus one striking as well?
No, it's not.
Oh, okay,
it's
right.
A D8.
It's literally just
still a D8.
I mean, yeah.
It's a shame I can't even do 10 points of damage.
Yeah, with your own spell.
Yeah. 6 points of damage.
6 points.
Ka-dunk.
And Junkie then, hit him on the side. He's like, ah!
I'm littered with arrows.
Last action, I'll move. 20,
25. I'm having such a horrible day. Alright. Kezra.
Kezra turns around and he sees Benson smashing the pillar to smithereens. Tears in his eyes. He uses the last charge of his staff and his last third level spell to conjure one last fireball.
Okay.
And he will chuck it into the woods. Poor Vamir. Stupidly chased him.
You're
so Vamir will have to roll a reflex save, too.
You can place it in front.
Yeah, you
can place it in front of him.
Yeah, lead him.
I mean, I could.
But does he? Oh, that's a question.
I know the range of fireball.
Sure, just dude.
Alright. I will tell you that he got a 21 for his reflex, so that's a fail, I believe.
Fail. Yes!
Shoot, that's full damage.
So that will be 16 damage.
16 damage. You hear,
big old fireball.
Yep.
Boom!
Any more manly screams there?
Nope, no more manly screams, and Vamir comes flying back.
He doesn't.
It's a vulture.
Meal time.
Yeah. This is like Guy Fieri, good eat. This is like Alton Brown, good eats. It's flame broiled right now.
Flame broiled explorer. And yeah, so you guys walk up and you see that he is hella dead.
Good.
His clothes are burnt to a crisp. He is just laying there as a burnt crispy Taldin man.
Taldin man.
Got on him.
Taldin man sounds like a drink or like a grooming product.
Right.
It won't look like probably, a Taldin man.
It's probably both of those things in Taldor. So
Kezra just looks down at this burning corpse. Like, you idiot! You fool! You could have gotten out of it alive, and we'd all be rich.
But you shot me in the face.
Oh, Kezra.
But you shot me in the face.
Oh, Kezra, you know we could not have done business with him. He's dishonest, and Abadar hates that. Now, us, on the other hand, we can loot his body guilt-free.
Ah, yes.
That is how ethics work.
I suppose I like how Abadar thinks.
Okay, so you guys want to look at all his jams?
Yes, I do.
Yes, and his jellies, too.
All of his jams.
He has...
Taldor jelly.
So he doesn't seem to have much on him, necessarily. He's got a sweet armor that does ping with magic, so... Hmm. I'll tell you, plus one leather armor.
But not resilient.
He's got a monocle, and he has a whip on his side that also pings with magic. I'll tell you, plus one striking whip. But all that he really has, otherwise, like, he's got the blunderbuss. But all that he really has is like a bag on his side, so he doesn't really seem to have too much.
Interesting.
I mean, can you use that gun?
I don't know. I would have to look on that. I know I can use. I was testing it out with firearms, and I can technically use firearms, but I don't know if you have to have training or any other.
This is by this is by name a shoddy blunderbuss. So
shoddy blunderbuss,
nice.
He's got the bag. He's got the plus one leather armor, the plus one striking whip, and then the blunderbuss.
Hmm.
We'll take the goods. I don't know if anyone can necessarily use it.
Okay.
Yeah. I will look on my sheet to see if I can use it.
I think, Elk can probably use the whip if he wants to use the whip.
Yeah, I can.
Yeah. So I do
whip it.
Yeah, you can whip it really good.
I'm trained so, in most things. So
yeah, he's also got a monocle.
Is the monocle magical?
Yeah.
I'll take the monocle.
I wish it was.
It straight up just says monocle in here, though, yeah. Which I think is really funny.
I'll take the monocle.
All right.
Oh, there is Blunderbuss.
I put it on my face, and I turned to Kezra. I'm like, Kezra, what do you think? Is this a look?
I think you will start new trends in Chelyax, my friend.
Excellent.
Fun things.
It'll be all
totally
the rage within
fucking
a year.
Up my vision.
Wait for those stodgy priests to see me now. They had never invited me out to those socials. Because they said it wasn't cool enough.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Technically,
I like
can
the
use
insane
it.
Damage that the shoddy blunderbuss did.
I know.
3d6 plus. That's different than the one on Pathbuilder though, because the R one is just one.
Yeah. Like I said, well,
they're like, we don't know how guns work right now. So.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. They probably were like, they probably had it on like a schedule of like when to start working on guns, and this was not there. This was not in that. So
yeah. We'll find a way.
We'll assume he was just super skilled with guns.
Yeah.
To do the colossal damage that blunderbuss did.
Yep. So, when Adalar wields his weapon eventually, he will do the 3d6 and 2d10.
Wait, when I was reading through, I was like, who the hell is going to use this gun? I thought Adalar might, but. You guys want to look in the bag?
I would like to see he tries to use the gun and just. Oh, my arm! Like, yeah. He just breaks his arm or something.
Yeah, he
dislocates it.
What do you mean, look in the bag?
He had like a bag on his side. Oh. So
yeah, we look in the bag.
Bag looks pretty deep.
Bag of
holding.
Oh yes.
Hell yeah.
Yes. Empty it and it out pours 10 daggers.
What?
10 rounds of grape shot blast that he was using.
Mm.
10 rounds of gunpowder.
Mm.
And 5 tinder twigs.
Tinder twigs.
Tinder twigs, right? Yeah.
Matches.
Yep.
Tinder twigs.
Nice.
But yeah, this thing is way deeper than it should be.
So like, when I stick my hand in, does it like disappear or
something? Yeah, yeah.
We push Adalar in.
I can go in.
10 minutes, I think, is what the thing is.
That is definitely a prank at Wizard Con.
Plus 11 on Arcana. Just to confirm this thing.
It is a bag of holding.
Yes! Spider-Man!
Oh my god.
It's the first bag of holding.
Yeah.
We shove all of this shit into this bag. And
yes.
Yeah.
So you guys are off doing a thing, and then eventually you round back, and Benson is standing in front of just a splintered fucking pillar.
Just punching it.
Yeah.
Just going ham on
yeah,
it.
Benson, I think I cannot detect the aura anymore. I think you just...
boom! Boom!
Is it a bag of holding one or two?
Bag of holding one.
Yeah. Okay.
Type one. You also find what appears to be, you destroy the pillar. It is just dead. But you guys found out, finally, where that gunshot's been coming from.
Yeah.
And I will see you guys next time.
Woo!